Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis is talking about what exactly can one do, what mitzvahs can one fulfill before Shabbos. So the Gemara says that Rav Davin Tfilas Arvis before Shabbos, Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. And the Gemara adds that one can even say Kiddush during this particular period of time. According to the Gra, that means from Plag HaMincha. That's how most Rishonim learn. Not like the Ritvo who says from Shkia, he's assuming like the Rabbeinu Tam. If you assume like the Gra that already Shkia is Safek Yom Safek Laila, so the Mistama, the Din of Tosefes, has to kick in before, that you have to be Mekabel Tosefes before Shkia. So the Gemara says that not only can you daven Maariv during that time after Plag HaMincha, but you could even say Kiddush as well. So we were troubled. How can that be? How can you say Kiddush during that time? Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa. That was kasha number one. So the Ritva said, well, that's not so much of a kasha because Tosefes Shabbos is also daraisa. So you could be also a mitzvah daraisa during the time of Tosefes. But we were troubled by a different question, and that is that if Tosefes Shabbos is derived from the pasuk Tishah B'Av Shabbatchem, relates only to the Issa Malacha. If it accepts by accepting Tosefes, we're accepting Issa Malacha before the Zman, so then what does that have to do with Kiddush? Kiddush presumably is a mitzvah hayom of Shabbos, a mitzvah haseh of Shabbos. So just because you've accepted an extra Zman of Issa Malacha, why should that permit you to be out to the mitzvah Kiddush? So we said the simple answer is like the Rimei Kovil and the Taz, that maybe Tosefes Shabbos is more than just an acceptance of the Issa Malacha. Maybe it's an extension of the Kedushas Hayom. And just like the Rimei Kovil says you can be out to Yisudah Shabbos during Tosefes, maybe that's goof for why you can be Yotze Kiddush too. Kiddush is also mitzvah say of Shabbos. It's no different than Suda Shabbos. So perhaps you can be Yotze both Suda Shabbos and Kiddush during a time of Tosefes, because what Tosefes really does is it extends the Kedusha Sayon. That's what we wanted to suggest. But we were troubled, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Marshal, who assume that Tosefes really is limited. It's not expanding the Kedusha Sayon, but rather it's only limited to the Issa Malacha. So how do they understand the ability to say Kiddush during a time of Tosefes? It's not an extension of the Kedushas Hayom. So we quoted from the Rav that maybe the answer is that Kiddush is not just a mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh that's designed to do something specific, and that is that it clarifies that the menucha, that the shvisa that you're doing, the abstention from malacha that you're doing, is not just an abstention because you're lazy, but rather it's an abstention because of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It makes the shvisa into a shvisa hanikeres. That it's recognizable that I'm shoveis on Shabbos for the mitzvah, not just because of the fact that I'm lazy. And we connected this to the idea that kol sheyeshna b'shmir yeshna b'schira might only apply to Kiddush and not to other mitzvahs hayom of Shabbos, as we discussed, Rabbi Natan and Iran. So maybe kol sheyeshna b'shmir yeshna b'schira only applies to Kiddush, because that's exactly the point. The goal of the Kiddush is to redefine the Shmir Shabbos, to redefine that Shvisa. It's a Shvisa Nikaris, right? So if the Zohar is coming to redefine the Shomer, so then we can understand that the Zachar Vasham Dibracha Nema Kol Sheyeshna Mishmir Yeshna Bezchira only relates to Kiddush, doesn't relate to Suda Shabbos, doesn't relate to other mitzvahs of Shabbos. So that would explain why you can say Kiddush during a time of Tosefes. Even if Tosefes is limited, it's only an acceptance of the Issa Malacha, nevertheless you can say Kiddush during that time, because that's good for the point of Kiddush. It's like a Darshina time of the Kra almost, right? That we're interpreting the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush. The goal of Kiddush is to explain, to clarify that your shvisa from Malacha is for the mitzvah Sayyid Shabbos. So that's exactly the point. If your Tosefes Shabbos is extending the Issa Malacha to a Zman of Chol, so then you should say Kiddush then. That's exactly the point, to say Kiddush then, to define what the Issa Malacha is really about. Okay. This is all true according to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, who assume that Tosefes Shabbos V'Yom Tov is a mitzvah d'arais. So if it's a mitzvah d'araisa, then we understand that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush is d'araisa. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush during the time of Tosefes. The problem is the Rambam. Because from the Rambam, you get the clear impression that he holds that Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yom Tov is not a mitzvah d'araisa. It's not a mitzvah d'araisa. What is it? Is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Is it not a mitzvah at all? So that's a matter of debate among the Nosei Canon of the Rambam. But one thing is clear, that the Rambam seems to assume that Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov is not a mitzvah d'arais. To fully understand the Shitas HaRambam about Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have to go back to the source of Tosefes. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Osar, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, defines what the din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is all about. He says, "Kishem she shvos melacha, shvos melacha bo bein bayom uvein balayla, kach shavus leinu bein bayom bein balayla." The shvos of melacha, right? The loshen of shvisa applies to melacha and applies to inu, not to eat, not to do melacha on Yom Kippur. Bein bayom bein balayla. It says the Rambam tzorach lahosiv mechola lakodesh bechnisasu beitziyasu, and you have to have tosefes too. Shneimer v'nisim es nafshasecha besish lakodesh ba'erev. Klomar, haschil lotzum ulehis anos me'erev tisha asamach la'asiri. Start fasting for erev mitisha la'chodesh ba'erev. You're supposed to start fasting before the day, even meba'od yom. Betisha samach la'asiri. Betisha la'chodesh ba'erev. Start from the 9th, because you're mosif mechol la'chodesh. V'chein b'yitziya, says the Rambam, shoa b'inuyo ma'ad milel achadasa samach la'asir shenemar me'erev v'ad erev tishbesu shabak. Okay, so Tosefes Yom HaKippur, the Rambam says, Tosefes v'malocha fe'inuy v'inisim esnaf shasechem v'sir shalachodesh b'erev, he's supposed to add haschelotzum ulohisanos. Haschelotzum ulohisanos. He says there's a shvisa from Alocha, a shvisa from Inui, and there's a din of Tosefes for what? For Inui. He doesn't mention Tosefes the Gabi Malacha at all. According to the Rambam, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the Raisa relates to Inui. It doesn't relate to Malacha. Doesn't sound like that. Says the Magid Mishnah, V'divrei Rabbeinu nira she'en tosefes v'ar Torah ela be'inu yavalo ba'asiyas malacha lo b'yom ha'kippurim v'lo b'shabasas. The Rambam learns tosefes applies to inu. Tosefes yom ha'kippurim is limited to inu. Even though there is an isa malacha, but the din of tosefes doesn't relate to the isa malacha. The isa malacha only kicks in when Yom Kippur starts. V'zeo shagos imas chalotzum ulisanos v'zeo shalonizke b'dvar b'ilcha Shabbos tosefes klal min ha'tar. Zokta Magamish, that's why the Rambam doesn't say Tosefes Min HaTorah in Hilcha Shabbos. Look through all of Hilcha Shabbos. He doesn't talk about Tosefes Min HaTorah at all. Uberperek Yom HaKippurim, he says in the Gemara in Yuma, Nira Shadavim Machlokes Tanoim. Of course, what's troubling you? If you tell me the Rambam holds that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim relates only to Inu, there's no Tosefes Lagabi Malocha, there's no Tosefes Lagabi Malacha on Yom Kippur. There's no Tosefes Lagabi Malacha on Shabbos either. So, but the problem is the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Tishbesu Shabbatchem. Don't we learn that there's a concept of Tosefes even for Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Zokta Magen Mishnah, it's clear from the Gemara that it's a Machlokas Tanoi. There are different brises over there. He says, Yeshmi Shadorash Yochli Yemuzer Al Tosefes Malacha Tamalama V'chom Malacha Lo Sasu Be'etzam Yom Hazeh. There is a brisa. We saw this brisa together. A brisa on that pe aleph and aleph. It says that I would think maybe there's a chi of kares for tosefes inu. Maybe there's a chi of kares for tosefes melacha. Then there's another brisa that says maybe you should be muzer. Maybe there should be. Maybe there's at least an issa daraisa for tosefes melacha. The Gemara quotes a brisa. No. There's no azhara for Tosefes Malacha either. It's dafka be'etzem ayom hazeh. Be'etzem ayom hazeh. There's one b'raisa. U'braisa acher eshanu sham, v'inisim es nafsho seichem, mikan shemosifin mechol ala kodesh, yamim tovim minayin tamalom et ishbizu, shabos es minayin tamalom et shabatchem, halamanta shekomakom shemar shvos, mosifin mechol ala kodesh. There's another b'raisa, p'alof ha'mebez, that's the b'raisa we keep on quoting, v'inisim es nafsho seichem, it's Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Tishbesu Shabbatchem includes Yom Tov and Shabbos. So from the Brayso on Pe'alef and Mebeis, it sounds like we learned Tosefes from V'nisim Esnaf Shoseichem. From the Brayso on Pe'alef and Mebeis, it sounds like you need a special drasha to explain to me why there's no Azhara, or let's say better, why there's no Kores for Tosefes Inu, no Kores for Tosefes Melacha. If there's no inyan of Tosefes Malacha, so what do I need Xeris Akasa to tell me why there's no Kares for Tosefes Malacha? There's no Tosefes at all. The clear implication of that drasha be'etzem hayom hazeh is that there's no karis for tosefes malacha, but there is a din of tosefes malacha. Tosefes yom kippurim applies not just to inu but to malacha too. That's why I need a special gzeres hakasa to tell me why there's no chiyuv karis. It's like a miut within the din of tosefes. There isn't a din of tosefes malacha, but it's nisma'ed from karis. So from that b'raisa, even though the b'raisa doesn't say beferish, but the clear implication of the b'raisa and pe'alef amud aleph is that there is a concept of tosefes yom kippurim legabe malacha, not learned from v'nisim es nafsho seichem. But from the miut, if it says v'chol malacha lo sasa be'etzem hayom hazeh, so be'etzem hayom hazeh is mema'et tosefes from achi of kares, let's say. So that, it's also mamayde from an azhara. It's not a lav. It's just an asay, right? It's an isser asay. It's not a lav. So it's nismayde from the chumris of tosefes inui. But the clear implication of such a drasha, if you're going to exclude tosefes from kares and from azhara from a lav, but you're clearly implying that there is a din of tosefes legabe malacha too. Not learn from v'nisim es nafsho seichem. So if you don't learn tosefes yom kippurim from v'nisim es nafsho seichem, then you're free to say that maybe that drush is just an asmachta ba'alma. Who says tish b'zu shabbatchem should be taken seriously? If you learn tosefes from v'nisim es nafsho seichem and it says tish b'zu shabbatchem, so then it makes sense that we extend it not just to Yom Kippur, but to Shabbos and Yom Tov too. But if we're learning from the other drusha, so then maybe it doesn't apply to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Who says that tish b'zu shabbatchem really is taken seriously? Maybe that's just an asmachta b'yalma. V'sham Omru says the Magen Mishnah, Dikam and the Mukim l'lahai kra, l'drash achrita, v'hi yadua b'gemar. What does v'nisim esnaf shosechem b'sish shalachodesh b'erv tell me? V'nisim esnaf shosechem b'sish shalachodesh b'erv is trying to tell me that there's something regarding inui that extends to tisha b'tisha, to the ninth. Something. What is that? Well, it could be one of two things. It could be Tosefes Yom Kippur, Tosefes Inu that extends to Tisha L'Chodesh Ba'erev. What else could it be? It could be Achila on Erev Yom Kippur, right? Achila B'chi. Kala Ochel V'shosu B'chi Ma'ala L'Vakosu Kilu Hisana B'chi V'asiri. Right? When you eat on Erev Yom Kippur before the Tainus, you can't eat on Yom Kippur itself. But if you eat before Yom Kippur, there's a lot in the Rishonim. What exactly is that kind of inyan? But it's a gzeras hakosav that we treat it as though you fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah to eat before Yom Kippur. That's the other way to interpret the pasuk. We're saying that there's a connection between achila on Tshi'i and tainus on Asiri. Not that we're extending the tainus of Asiri to Erev Yom Kippur. Tosefes inu. No, it's achila be'erev Yom Kippur is like eating on Yom Kippur itself. Well, it's like a double tainus, a double kiyum in the tainus. It's a different drasha. It's a different drasha. The yidu be'gemarsh galochem v'shos b'chi masana basir malav akosav kilu nitzava lehis anos o kilu his ana chi v'asir ulazek kosav rabbeinu. Tosefes be'inui b'vad. The Rambam only talks about Tosefes on inui, not legabi malacha, because he's assuming that it doesn't apply to malacha. The v'nisim es nafsho seichem, b'tish l'chodesh be'erev, is not teaching me Tosefes, it's teaching me achila be'erev Yom Kippur. Teaching me a different halacha. Okay. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says there's no Tosefes from Malacha Dvar Torah, says the Magen Mishnah. Aye, but the Drasha and the Gemara, there are two different ways of learning that Drasha. So it could be Tish B'su Shabbatchem, it's just an Asmachta Ba'alma. We don't really take that Drasha seriously. Maybe that's what the Rambam holds. Now, it's interesting that from the Losh of the Magen Mishnah, it sounds like there's no Tosefes Legabe Malacha Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah, it's not a Drasha. The implication, the Diyug from the Magen Mishnah, is that he would hold that it's not like the Rambam rejects the concept of Tosefes Yom Kippur from Malacha completely. He says min haTorah there's no Tosefes. Midrabbana, maybe the Rambam would agree there is a concept of Tosefes. So maybe Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, maybe we don't take the drasha of Tishah B'Av Shabbatchem literally, that it applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov on a Daraisa level, but maybe it is an Asmachta. Maybe it is a Din Derabbanan, according to the Magen Mishnah. Because he emphasizes those two words, Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah. Min haTorah, there's no Tosefes Lagabi Melacha. Mid Rabbanan, maybe there is. Just like according to the Cholkim on the Rambam, right? If you hold V'nisim Esnaf Shosechem teaches me the idea of Tosefes for Malacha, both Lagabi Yom Kippur and Tishah B'Av Shabbatim extends it to Shabbos and Yom Tov. So is there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur according to those Shitas? That Pasuk V'nisim Esnaf Shosechem is not talking about Achila Erev Yom Kippur. So is there a mitzvah? So the answer is there could be a mitzvah. But the drasha has to be used for something else. Yeah, there might not be a mitzvah d'oraisa, but there could be a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Just like according to the Rambam, you could say Tosefes is d'rabbanan, you could say Achila be'er Yom Kippur is also d'rabbanan according to the other Shitas. It could be. The Kesef Mishnah disagrees. Right, the Kesef Mishnah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha is Medayik from the Magen Mishnah that he holds, according to the Rambam, with the Rabbanan, there is a din of Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Kippur. He doesn't deny Tosefes completely. He says Min haTorah doesn't apply. Min haTorah, he learns the drushes in Yuma differently. So he says Tosefes Yom Kippur and Min haTorah only applies to Inu, not to Malacha. Because of Mishnah in Ilkas Shabbos, in Perikei Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, "Amad leik tzarech lahadlik mibaod yom kodem shkiyah sachama." You got to light the neiros before shkiyah. Shkiyah is safek yom safek lights. You got to light before shkiyah. That's what the Rambam writes. Because the Mishnah comments there. Rabbeinu lo hizkipo din tosefes mechol ala kodesh. The Rambam says you got to light Neir Shabbos before Shkia. Before Shkia? No, before Tosefes. Whatever the shear of Tosefes mechol ala kodesh is, we'll have to talk about that tomorrow, Mitzvah. That's the last small part of the sugya of Tosefes. But Tosefes, whatever it is, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is. Why does the Rambam say you have to light Neir Shabbos for Shkia? You have to do it before Tosefes even. So says the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't mention Tosefes anywhere. Because of Harav HaMagim Perek Alef Melech HaShvisa Zosar, the time of Mishum, the less like Tosefes Dvar Torah, Ela Le'inu Yom HaKippurim Levad, Esfir Alei, Da Alof HaKemad Dedorish, Lekoi Ledrosh HaKrin Aikam HaShono. The Magim Mishnah says, you know what? Because the Rambam uses the Droshes, he interprets the drushes differently. So he thinks, well, v'nisim es nafsho seichem, that's going only on inui. So he learns Tosefes Yom HaKippurim only relates to inui, not to malacha. Umash mali, the dvar Torah shekosav lav davka, the midrabbana nami les le Tosefes. Dim lokein, havalei la shmita. Havalei la shmita? Lo havalei la shmita. What does that mean? He's saying if the Rambam held that there's a din of Tosefes, at least midrabbana, so mention it. He doesn't say anything. The Magid Mishnah says Dvar Torah, he holds there's no din Tosefes min haTorah legabe melacha. So says the Kesef Mishnah, I think the Rambam just denies the whole concept. He doesn't darshan Tishah B'Av Shabbatchem. It's not even an asmachta ba'alma. It's not even midrabbanan. It's not. It's a nothing. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim lefi the Rambam, that's certainly derais. Legabe inui. Legabe melacha, we don't find the Rambam learns the din of Tosefes at all. Not legabe Yom Kippur, not legabe Shabbos and Yom Tov. Nothing, says the Kesef Mishnah. Nothing. So this could be what the Shulchan Aruch alludes to. Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samach Aleph. We keep on like dabbling in the Shulchan Aruch a little bit, touching it. Come back to the Shulchan Aruch every so often. The Shulchan Aruch Reish Samach Aleph Sif Bei says Yesham Shetzarach Lahosif Mechol Al Hakodesh. Zman Tosef Ezehu Metchilas Hashkia Shein Hashem Shniris Al Haaretz At Zman Bein Hashmoshes. The Zman Tosef is from Shkia. Shkia? Astronomical sunset? When it's Safek Yom Safek Laila? No. Not when it's Safek Yom Safek Laila. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like whom? Rabbein Hatam. So that's why he says from Shkia. That's like the Ritva. Right, that Tosefis is from Shkia, but we paskin like the Gra. According to the Gra, obviously Tosefis has to be before Shkia. Which word in the Shulchan Aruch is sort of strange over here? Yesh Omrim? Yesh Omrim Shetzorech Lehaniach Tefillin. Yesh Omrim Shetzorech Lekadesh B'Leil Shabbos. Yesh Omrim? I don't think it's a Yesh Omrim. That's a mitzvah d'araisa. Like that's not a Yesh Omrim. There, you know, I know it's famous. There are many machlokasim, right? Jews very often argue about halacha, they argue about other things, but, right, there are different opinions, but there are certain things that are not mutl b'machlokas, right? There is a mitzvah of kiddush, mitzvah of tefillin, you know, there are certain mitzvahs in the Torah that are not debatable. Isn't Tosefis also one of those mitzvahs? So comes the Bir Halacha and says, no, the reason the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a Yesh Omrim is because the Rambam argues. Noktu b'loshon yeshamim mishum daramam cholik al zeh kamo shemavur beveis Yosef. Ta'ayim bevir agrosha posek here Rambam. Whoa. The Gaon Paskin is like the Rambam. Okay, there's a big bracket over there. The Eliyahu Rava writes that le'yindinan aktinan ka yeshamim mazem mishum dekola rishonim shalom. All the rishonim learn that there's a din of Tosefis. So despite the fact that the Rambam denies it, the impression you get from the Bir Halacha is that he thinks the Pasha Pshat in the Rambam is that he denies the whole thing. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Tzarech L'Hosef Min HaTorah. He's saying that there's a Yeshom Shetzarech L'Hosef. It sounds like there are those that are Cholik who say there's no Chiyuv L'Hosef Mechol Al HaKodesh B'Klal. It sounds like the Bir Halacha is learning Kepshuta like the Kesef Mishnah. That the Rambam holds there's no Din of Tosefis B'Klal. Not Min HaTorah, not Midrabanan, Gornisht. Nothing. Wow. Unbelievable. What's the problem? What's the problem? If the Rambam denies the Din of Tosefes, so now we're back to square one. The kasha that we started the shiur yesterday with is, how can you say Kiddush before Shkia Sachan? Right? How can you say Kiddush be'erev Shabbos? Rav Tzolosh Shabbos be'erev Shabbos ve'omer Kiddush shalakos. How can you do that? So the simple answer was that Tosefis is deraisa. Kiddush below Shabbos is deraisa. Tosefis is deraisa. Fine. Then we had a kasha, but no, you have to understand the nature of the din of Tosefis. If you understand the nature of the din, then it's a pella. If you learn like Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Marshal, it's still a problem. So we answer that kasha too. Yeah, but the problem is that if you hold that Tosefis is not deraisa, so then we can't get to first base. Right? The kasha of the Ritva comes back. That how can you say Kiddush during a time of Tosefis? Tosefis is not the Raisa. His whole answer is that Tosefis is the Raisa. But if Tosefis is not the Raisa, so the question comes back, how can you say Kiddush the Raisa during a time of Tosefis? That's not the Raisa. So the truth is, this question really can be broken down into two parts. One is, if Tosefis is only Midrabanan, so how can you be able to Kiddush the Raisa during a time of Tosefis Midrabanan? That's kasha number one. But kasha number two is, if the Rambam denies Tosefis in Gansen, if the Rambam denies Tosefis entirely, so then it's Garshver. How can you say Kiddush during time of Tosefis? That's like saying Kiddush on Thursday. Saying Kiddush on Tuesday at 12 o'clock. I mean, that's ridiculous. Now, what does Kiddush on Tuesday have to do with anything? So you say to yourself, it's not Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is, you know, it's 3 days away. So what? If Erev Shabbos also, Shabbos not 3 days away, but it's not Shabbos, how can I say Kiddush before Shabbos? If you deny Tosefis entirely, how can you think it finished before Shabbos? So these are two different questions that we have to answer. At first glance, you think they're both the same. If Tosefis is only midrabbanan, so on a deraisa level, it's like saying there is no din of Tosefis. It's like Maishna. What's the difference between two kashas? They're really the same. They're not exactly the same. Okay, let's take the first question. Let's say the Rambam learns like the Magid Mishnah, Tosefis is a din derabbanan, legabe melacha. So how can I say Kiddush Daraisa during a time of Tosefis that's only Darabanan? So that's not as much of a kasha. It's not as strong a kasha as the second kasha. Why? Because we have a precedent for that already. There's a Mordechai, famous Mordechai in the Masechta Megillah. You have to at least mention the Masechta Megillah as we're approaching Purim. Right? The Mordechai at the end of Megillah has a very famous shita. Rabbi Netuvia Mivina. From Wien. Rabbi Netuvia Mivina was Nishal. He had the following shaila. Someone asked Rabbi Netuvia the following. Eich sagya nohar poter banavu b'nei based on the kiddush. How can someone who's blind, who's a saginar, that's a euphemism, he has a lot of light. Unfortunately, he doesn't have light. So that's what we say, it's a euphemism. How can a saginar, how can someone who, chalila, is a suma, is blind, how can he be motzi banavu b'nei beso in kiddush? Dechayev minatora in kiddush on Leil Shabbos. Dechayev minatora in kiddush. And he doesn't have a chayev minatora. Does he have any chayev in mitzvahs? So that's a shayla. Right, Rabbi Yehuda patas the summa min hamitzvahs. Right, v'hola Rabbi Yehuda the amr summa patas min hamitzvahs perek achovel and kein l'machayev ela midrabanan. Rabbi Yehuda says he's patas min haTorah min hamitzvahs, but he has a chiyuv midrabanan. Okay, but if his chiyuv is only midrabanan, so then he's not a mechuyev bedavar for banav b'nei beso. Right, we have a rule. The Mishnah at the end of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah says, "Kol mechuyev bedavar is motzias es harabim yidei chavasan." A mechuyev bedavar can be motzias harabim, and a mechuyev bedavar is not motzias harabim. He's not a mechuyev bedavar. Midrabbanan is a mechuyev bedavar. Minatari is not. They don't share the same chiv. They don't share the same chiv. How can one be motzi the other? That's the shaila Rabbeinu Tuvia was asked. How can a suma who lefi Rabbi Yehuda is chayev only midrabbanan and mitzvahs? How can he be motzi banav ubnei beisam? Heichi osi drabbanan umafik darais. It's a kash. It's a lomdish kash. This is the kind of kash that you ask the guy who's standing behind you in the calf. This is a kash to talk about. What else are you going to talk about in the calf? Right? How can the drabbanan be motzi darais? How's that possible? So, Rabbi Netuvia answered. He says, I'll tell you what. He says, Veheshiv. The Ashkechon de Kavaseh Gabi Kiddush Gufe. I have a precedent for such a concept. What's the precedent? Rabbi Netuvia is in Megillah. He's asking Akasha Megillah, like, what are we doing here? No. He says, I have a precedent from Tfilas Hashachar, from Brochas Chav Zayin on my base. Right? I didn't just assign this to keep you busy. This is our Gemara. This is Mamash our Gemara. He says, I have a precedent for this concept in Brochas. Our Gemara is the answer to this question, he says. That someone can daven Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, he can daven Shabbos early, and say Kiddush. V'asa mucho dainu shah revia kodem alayla, shadayin lo kiddush hayom, it's shah revia from Plaga Mincha. So it's lo kiddush hayom. Lokide Shayom means it's not night. That doesn't mean the day didn't make Kiddush. They don't make Kiddush. Right? Lokide Shayom means it's not, the Kiddush of Shabbos has not entered yet. Because it's not Shki, it's not Pesach Ochavim. The Ein Loma the Shani Yosin the Tosev Shabbos the Raisa Kedema Perakama the Rosh Hashanah of Rabbi Yishmol the Mosim Echol HaKodesh Menolei Nakele Medeksiv Yisim Es Nafshu Seichem. Rabbeinu Tuvia says, don't tell me that, what's my comparison? Tosefer Shabbos Daraisa. Yotze Kiddush Daraisa at a time of Tosefer Shabbos Daraisa. The Ritva. Don't tell me the Ritva. I know the Ritva. I mean, he didn't know the Ritva, probably, but whatever. Right? He says, that's not the answer, because there are Tanoim that deny Tosefes Shabbos. Right? They did that. They learned the drushes differently. So they learned the drushes differently. Tosefes Shabbos is not Daraisa. It's only Daraisa after, not before. What's the answer to the kasha? How can he make Kiddush early? If Tosefes Shabbos is not Daraisa, so how can he make Kiddush? Afilu achi, skipping a little bit. Nofik bahu Kiddush to Mekadosh Mibodyom, Deino Ela Midrabanan. Al Yidei Kiddush Daraisa, she is chayav la'acha shetechshach. What are you doing? He says, what do you see from this Gemara? You have a kasha. How can you be Yotze Kiddush Daraisa during a time of Tosefes Midrabanan? I'm going to say it's not akasha, it's a raya to a yesod. The yesod is that if someone is mechuyev adavar midrabanan, and he's going to be mechuyev minat Torah at some point in time, in the current time frame, he has a chiyev midrabanan, but that chiyev midrabanan is osi lidei chiyev daraisa. So then, when he's mechuyev midrabanan, he can be motzi himself in his chiyev that's going to be daraisa later. Right, he's mechuyev midrabanan. The osili dechi of the rice. It's a chi of midrabanan that's going to turn into a chi of the rice. Right, he can't. There's no kiddush the rice now. Tosefis is only midrabanan. He says according to some of the rishon, according to some of the Tanakh. So if Tosefos is only midrabanan, your kiddush is only midrabanan now. So how can I be yotzei? How can I be yotzei kiddush daraisa? Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa, not now. Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa after tzeis kol chavin. So how can I be yotzei? I'm going to say kiddush now. I'm not going to say kiddush later. So how can I be yotzei with my kiddush midrabanan now for the kiddush daraisa that I have to be yotzei later? Says no, that's exactly the point. If my chiyav midrabanan is osi lidei chiyav daraisa, so then I can be yotzei. With the kiddush that I say now, when I have a chiyav only midrabanan, I'll be able to be yotzei my chiyav daraisa later. It's a tremendous kiddush. There's a lot of lumdas to try to explain how that works. Rabbi Chanan has a piece in Chelek Beis and Kovet Shiurim. I think it's Simon Lamed Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. There's a lot of lumdas in this. That he is mechuyav bedavar a little bit now. He doesn't have a full chiyuv now. So as long as he's actually mechuyev bedavar somewhat, then somehow he's able, the ma'isa mitzvah he does now is able to carry over. It is something. Yeah, you got to say more than that. But that's the vart. So he says, once you see this yesod legabe kiddush, you can apply it to summa also. The summa is mechuyev midrabanan, lefi Rabbi Yehuda. It's patur min ha'tara, but he has a chiyuv midrabanan. But he's osi lidei chiyav daraisa. He could come to a chiyav daraisa. He could be cured. He could be cured. So he can be osi lidei chiyav. That's what Rabbi Natovi says. He could be osi lidei chiyav daraisa. Since he could be osi lidei chiyav daraisa, even when he's only mechuyav midrabanan, he can be motzi someone who has a chiyav daraisa, because he is called mechuyav daraisa. Gam benidon ze hay saginor yesh lo meshamotzi achem amechuyavim midaraisa av mishen mechuyav. Who elamid rabbanan? Even though the Gemara and the Chofa Mibay says that noshim, if they only have a chiyuv midrabanan, they can't be motzi an noshim. Mechuyav bedavar midrabanan can't be motzi mechuyav bedavar min haTorah. But that's someone who has a chiyuv midrabanan who's not going to come to a chiyuv daraisa. And isha is an isha. She's not going to change. Her chiyuv l'olam v'ad is only going to be midrabanan. But not the Summa. The Summa could come lidei daraisa. Shiny noshim lo yavo lidei chiyav la'olam. Avo ze yochel lovo lidei chiyav daraisa im nispakeach. If he's cured and he can see, then he'll come to a chiyav daraisa. V'hol v'chein yochel lahotzi acher midei chavosa nafo bishuhu midrabana v'hem midaraisa. Wow. He compares this to a case of someone who eats a kezias of bread, who can be motzi someone who ate a kedesvia of bread in benching. Right? To be chayev min haTorah, what do you need? Yachalta v'savata uverachta v'savata. You need to eat a kedesvia. You got to eat more than a kezias or a kedes. You got to eat a kedesvia. You got to be satisfied. But midrabanan, even on a kezias and a kebetza, Yechayevim benching, right? That's the beautiful Gemara in Brochas and Avchav and Medveis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'chilo Esa, right? Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yosim Lecha Shalom. Right? The Malachim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it says, Asher lo Yisa Fanav V'lo Yikach Shochad. You don't play favorites. So what are you favoring, B'nai Yisrael? V'chilo Esa Fanim Li Yisrael. I rov Yachalta V'savato. That you can only bench if you have a sphere. V'hem medaktik emalatzvam ad kezayis ad kebetza. We're medaktik to bench even on kezayis ad kebetza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be no sefer on the Yisrael. That's a din d'rabbanan. So the Gemara says, how can someone who eats a kezayis be motzi someone who ate a kedei sviya? One has a chiyuv min derabanan, the other has a chiyuv min haTorah. What does one have to do with the other? The answer is, it's osili de chiyuv daraisa. You could eat more. And if you eat more, you'll come to a chiyuv daraisa. So even though right now you're mechuyuv min derabanan in benching, you can be motzi someone who has a chiyuv daraisa. These are the three cases that Rabbeinu Tuvia compares. Right? Benching, I mean, his vart could work in benching. Now, that's pretty straightforward, right? You could eat more, right? That's the other.
What's the moment of benching? Benching now.
No, but he could be osi l'dechi of daraisa even now. At the moment that he's making kiddush, he's not chayav min haTorah now either. But if he waited to make kiddush till later, he could be chayav min haTorah. That's the best case. That's the best case. Here, he mamish, it's mamish biyado to make it a mitzvah daraisa. The sumah is not biyado. We hope it happens, but it's not biyado to do, right? Right? Kiddush? I mean, he could wait. I guess he could wait. It's not biyado now. He could wait at a later time. It'll be biyado, but okay, it's biyado. That's the word. That's the answer Rabbeinu Tuvia gives. Rabbeinu Tuvia says that the reason why the Summa was a chiyuv midrabanan and imotzi banav ben beso is because someone who has a chiyuv derabanan that could come to a chiyuv daraisa is called a mechuyav b'davar. He could be motzi someone who has that chiyuv daraisa even now. One raya he brings is from Bichas HaMazon, that someone who ate a kezayis can be motzi someone who ate a kedei sviya, because the one who ate the kezayis could come lidei sviya if he ate a little bit more. And his second raya is from Agimar, that even though Tosefas, according to some Tanaim, is not min haTorah, it's only midrabanan, nevertheless, you can make kiddush during a time of Tosefas. But kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa. If Tosefas is only midrabanan, the kiddush that you say there could only be a kiyum midrabanan, the answer is, yeah, it's a kiyum midrabanan then. But you can be motzi, strange concept, not be motzi someone else, be motzi yourself, right? The kiddush midrabanan that I make now, right, is going to enable me to be yotze min haTorah, the mitzvah of kiddush, when the mitzvah daraisa is going to be chal. It's not suma or brichas hamazon. There, one person is motzi someone else. One person has a chiyuv in their bana is motzi someone who has a chiyuv daraisa. Here, I'm going to have a chiyuv daraisa later. So my kiddush midrabana during a time of Tosefes, even if Tosefes is only drabana, but it's at least drabana. So my kiddush that I make there, I'm yotze a mitzvah drabana. So that mitzvah derabanan, I'm considered mechuyav b'davar to be motzi someone in the mitzvah deraisa, to motzi myself in the mitzvah deraisa, that I shouldn't have to make kiddush again. If I made kiddush when I had a chiyav b'derabanan, I can be yotzi with that kiddush even when I'm going to later get a chiyav deraisa. That's the Rabbeinu Tuvia. So that could explain for the Rambam. If you learn like the Magid Mishnah, that the Rambam holds Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov and Melacha, or Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov in general is a mitzvah derabanan, right? If it's a mitzvah derabanan, no matter what the lumdus is, because we've explained already, if Tosefes is derabanan, whether it's limited to Tosefes Melacha or it's an expansion of the Kedushas Hayom, you can make Kiddush then. It makes sense. So if you learn like the Magid Mishnah and like the Rabbeinu Tuvia, right, it's two big assumptions, right? You learn like the learning like the Magid Mishnah is not such an assumption. If you learn like the Magid Mishnah, that he posits the Rambam admits that there is a din of Tosefes midrabanan. So if you're willing to say like the Rabbeinu Tuvia, so then we have an answer to the question: how can it be yotze kiddush daraisa during Tosefes midrabanan? The answer is because it's osili de daraisa. He will have a chiyuv min haTorah later. So even though now there's only a chiyuv midrabanan, my kiddush is only a kiddush midrabanan, my kiddush midrabanan can be motzi me in the mitzvah of kiddush daraisa when that mitzvah is chal later. Because I'm osili de chiyuv daraisa. The natural course of events, I can't make it happen sooner, but the natural course of events is that in a few minutes, in an hour, or whatever, I'm going to come to a chiyuv min haTorah kiddush. So my kiddush midrabanan now can be motzi me in the kiddush daraisa later. Okay. This is one option to explain around. Yes.
According to this, are you only chayav derabanan for doing malacha during this time?
According to the Rambam?
Yeah.
Of course. What? Lefid Magid Mishnah? There's no... I mean, the chiddush is the Magid Mishnah holds that there is a chayav at all. The Kaz Mishnah would say, it's goodish. Enjoy. Drive so you can drive. Drive to the mikvah now. Right? Two mitzvahs in one. Right? There's no problem. But it's Tosefes. There's no such thing as Tosefes. be mekabel tosefes from today till tomorrow. I mean, not till tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be Shabbos, but right, you could be mekabel tosefes. It's not going to make it tosefes according to the Gezer Mishnah. But even lefi the Magen Mishnah, it's only midrabbana. Would a katan what? So, the Magen Avram is a famous kasha on this murach. If you turn to page 3 in the packet, Magen Avram says, "B'murachai perik beis the Megillah kasa b'lamadam at tosef b'Shabbes the Rabbanan afilu lochi yotzi mishachashecha b'kiddush zeh." Kevin the Rishash Mekadesh yovo achakach lechiyav daraisa ayin shom sheherech. Magen Avram mamish. Kutz vort. He takes the Mordechai and he literally summarizes. It's a beautiful chazara chabur. Right? It's a good lesson in how to give a chazara chabur. He encapsulates what the Rabbeinu Tovia says. That even if Tosef Shabbos, he's got all the evens, the answer, the kasha, even if Tosef Shabbos is the Rabbanan, you could still be Yotze Mishachashecha B'Kiddush Zeh, Yotze Minatorah B'Kiddush Zeh, that you say during a time of Tosef, because at the time of the Kiddush, he's Yovel Yidechi of the Raisa, so therefore that works. But Tzarchi, in fact, I'm going to run. The Kotan in the Motzi Agod, the Kmoshakosu Simen Kuv Pevov, the Afagav Shiavo Achakach Yidechi of the Raisa. Cut the mug in Avram. What's Rabbeinu Tovia saying? Rabbeinu Tovia has a merit that you saw with Ashir Chloe. This is Ashir Chloe type of material, you know. It's a vort. Osi l'dei, the Rabbanan, the Osi l'dei chi of the Raisa can be motzi someone who has a chi of the Raisa now. Cut the mug in Avram, cotton. That's like that, you know, the guy in the back. He like raises his hand, the Rebbe calls him, he goes, cotton. That's one word. Cotton. I think it's good cash. What's the kash of cotton? Cotton has a chi of midrabbanan, right? Has cotton a chi of midrabbanan? What's the mocker of the chi of midrabbanan? Chinuch. Good. Chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch midrabbanan is mechayev the cotton. And you know, a cotton can't be motzi a gadol. It can't be? How do you know? I'm sorry? Gemara Rashan doesn't talk about cotton. The Gemara Brachas talks about cotton. Wait, what is the Gemara Brachas? Yeah. What is it talking about cotton? The Gemara Brachas and Avchav from the base talks about cotton. What does it talk about cotton? The Kivayga talks about it. They're different yourselves from the Gemara. But the people are learning the Kivayas, I see them shaking their heads. Yeah. It's not so posh, but the simple reading of the Gemara... No, trust me. Be'emes omru ben mevarech la'aviv ve'eved mevarech l'rabo ve'isha mevareches l'bailu. So the Gemara says, "Iyam b'shlamad daraisa osi daraisa mafik daraisa el iyam b'drabbanan osi drabbanan mafik daraisa." If women are mechuyev in birchas hamazon in Torah, so great, they can be motzi their husbands. But if not, how can they be motzi their husbands? Who the time effect the Gemara? Cotton bar chiyuvahu. Is the cotton a barchia? Can the cotton be motzi his father? He says it must be. The father only ate a shear the rabbanan, the osi the rabbanan, umafik the rabbanan. That's the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like a cotton cannot be motzi someone who's chayav min haTorah. But if you look, the Gilyan Hashas flags are down over there. If you look at the Gilyan Hashas, so he points out the Ramban is a different girsa. The Ram quotes the Ramban. Tzarechi and Godol, a Tzarechi and Godol of the Gilyan Hashas. Sorry, there's like Svarim that come out. Like when the Gilyan Hashas says Tzarechi, and what does it mean? Tzarechi and Godol, what does it mean? Hashem Yor Einai, what does that mean? Like, these are all different levels. In Kash. Achazer Reisi Bramban b'Mulchamis Sheyesh Lo Girsa Acheres Kahan. Of course, the Ramban and the Mulcham. Achazman. You know, he learned the Ramban and Mulchamis before, but he forgot that it's the Girsa. I saw the Ramban and Mulchamis as a different Girsa. He found the Girsa. It's a different Girsa than the Gemara. Anyway, whatever. The Magen Avraham is clearly assuming that a cotton cannot be mostly the father. A cotton who eats only a sheer Rabbana cannot be mostly the Gadol. I bet the cotton can come the chi of the raisa. So what's the Rabbeinu Tovia saying? What's Rabbeinu Tovia saying? We thought we had a good answer for the Rambam, at least for the Magen Mishnah, it's the Chapela. What's a simple answer to this kasha? Before the Menchas Chinuch, what's a simple answer to this kasha? halacha here, but what, why does that matter? If it's a chiyuv midrabbanan, why should it matter? You're, the taima, the top, it's different, but it's still midrabbanan.
But everything is within chinuch. It's not a
chiyuv
to do anything specific.
The chachamim are machayev different people for different reasons. If they put a chiyuv on it, I could hear someone saying it's a similar chiyuv. Yosef?
Because he's not going to become a gadol in the time frame of this mitzvah.
Excellent. Exactly. So, one of the Talmidim a number of years ago suggested this very answer, that the difference is, in the case of the Khatan, he's not osi l'dechi of daraisa in this mitzvah. He'll be osi l'dechi of daraisa in the future, but not for this mitzvah. The Summa, case of Summa, we hope he'll be osi l'dechi of daraisa in this mitzvah. Kiddush, it's osi l'dechi of daraisa in this mitzvah. Kiddush of this Shabbos. Right? Brichas Hamazon, he could be osi l'dechi of daraisa in this mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. Just eat a little bit more before you bench. The katan is not osi l'dechi of daraisa in this mitzvah. He is osi l'dechi of daraisa in a general sense, but not in this mitzvah. So it could be different. All right.
Can you say your right to Yisro could come from Kedushin, and that pay base, where it talks about Dor Shalobalolam, Dor Shabalolam, and then Tosfos there says about different levels of Dor Shalobalolam, what you could use to be Torim Shruma. So we say that
Samach base.
Yeah, Samach base. So if you say that it's something that's Dabar Shalom Klal, right, then we paskin over there that you can't be Torah and Truma. If it's something that's Roy a little bit, then we say that it would work. So in this case, a Katan is not Roy at all. But we could say that when it's only a Yechiyot de Rabbanon that could eventually become a Yechiyot de Oreisa, that's something that's Bala Olam enough.
The Katan also is a Yechiyot mid Rabbanon and Mitam Chinuch. Well, why is it not Bala Olam at all?
But it's even more, that's Minchas Chinuch, but even less.
The Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is saying something different. I'm trying. Well, what? I'm not sure I understand. It's the cotton is mechuyev midrabbanan. He's asu dechiyev the rice in the future. But he's not chayiv enough for right now. I think usher.
In that case, the case though, when he's
in the what?
In the case of the benching.
Yes.
So then he's saying he's done with his suda. He starts to bench, and there's no opportunity to therefore eat more bread, and therefore be. Meaning, if you say that he'll eventually be caught or not,
he could eat more bread.
But he's benching now.
Okay, but he's osi l'dechi of daraisa if he wants. Okay, even if he said a shir malos already, and he was mafsik, so make a hamotzi or whatever. You can make another bracha. You can make a berachas hanenin and get to the suda before he benches. Then he comes l'dechi of daraisa.
Meaning, at the end of the day, though, while he's benching and he's being motzi the other guy, he is not eating anymore.
But the moment that he starts, he could have a hemshach.
You've been saying, I guess, in the prior cases that there's some sort of potential to become to have that chiyuv daraisa upon you now. So, when, for example, since you have potential to eat more, you have chiyuv daraisa now. But by the katan, there's no potential during this action of the mitzvah.
Was it saying
that the mitzvah itself versus me taking on that potential?
He's not osili de chiyuv daraisa for this mitzvah.
It's this time frame, as opposed to the mitzvah of Berachas HaMazon, that you're going from a derabbanan mitzvah A to the rest of mitzvah B, as opposed to me with being able to actually do that potential now.
Why is this time frame significant? Because that's the time frame of the mitzvah. I think you're saying the same thing as yours. I think so. The Minchas Chinuch is a different answer. So we'll touch on it for 1 second. We're not going to discuss it in great detail, but the Minchas Chinuch has a vart, a famous vart. He asked the Magen Avraham's kasha, and he says that the Magen Avraham is making an assumption. He says, what's the difference? Katan is also mechuyev midrabbanan, and yet he can't be motzi someone who's mechuyev midrabbanan, despite the fact that he's asu l'dechiyev daraisa. So the Minchas Chinuch says, yeah, katan is mechuyev midrabbanan. Does he really have a chiyuv midrabbanan? Maybe he's not a chiyuv midavar at all. Maybe the reason why a katan can't be motzi a gadol is not because it's drabbanan and daraisa. It's that the katan is not a chiyuv midavar at all. But I thought you told me chinuch, Gilad. What does that mean? It means, who's a chiyuv in chinuch? The father?
The father.
Right. If he's a gil chinuch, the father is a chiyuv to be mechaneh the child, to be margil him b'mitzvahs. The katan doesn't have a chiyuv. He's not a mechuyev b'davar. Efsher. Right? That's the Ramban's famous shita. Hayin Ramban, the cotton she gil lechinuch eno chayv medrabanan, rak oviv chayv lechanucho. Ayin sham besugid akol kshayin likos hamagila. Akol kshayin likos hamagila. Rabbi Yudah Machshav b'kotten. If he's the gilachin and not a gilachin, machol gets tosis in the Ramban. You can't like not talk about Purim. I mean, we're not talking about Purim, but we're just like making references to everything. You could look up all the sugyas yourself. But it's a big sugya over there. The Ramban has a very, very important yisod. The Ramban actually in Bracha says it. The Ramban, the Milchamis, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes. The Ramban says that chinuch is not mechayev the katan. Chinuch is mechayev the father to be mechanech the katan. So if the katan is not mechayev b'davar, even mid the rabbanon, then obviously the answer of the Rabbeinu Tuvia is not going to apply to a katan. So the whole kasha just disintegrated. The kasha never began, right? Something that's what we always say, right? Reb Chaim, the Beis Halevi once said about Reb Chaim, his son. He says, you know, Reb Chaim, my son Reb Chaim, he made everyone unhappy. Now, Purim is always a time of Mishinichas, other Magim B'Simcha, supposed to be B'Simcha. Reb Chaim made everyone Shalom B'Simcha. What is that? He explains. He says, it used to be a person who has a kasha, he feels good about his kasha. So everyone's like thinking, that's a good kasha, what's the answer? Then they think of good parents. So the Makshan is happy and the Tarzan is happy. Everyone's happy. He said, Reb Chaim came. Now people ask Kashas. And he says, no, you misunderstood the sugya. It's really, there's Feidinim, there's Chefetz and Gavra. Saitek totally missed the boat. So the person who asked the Kasha doesn't feel happy because it turns out he missed the whole sugya. He just misunderstood the whole sugya. Reb Chaim doesn't feel happy either because it's not like he gave a big answer. He just said, the guy misunderstood the sugya. So like it wasn't a Kasha. So no one's happy. I don't know, I'm very happy for that. Like, just to have a new Havana in the sugya, I would be very happy. But that's what the Beis HaLevi said about his son Reb Chaim. So this is sort of the same idea. What the Menachas Sinach is basically saying is that the whole kasha of the Magen Avraham was never a kasha. If you misunderstood the concept of chinuch, so then there's a kasha. If you really understand the concept of chinuch properly, like the Ramban, so kasha doesn't even begin because the kot is not a mechuyah b'davar b'chlal. This is all the back and forth to answer our kasha on the Ramban. If you assume like the Magen Mishnah, if you assume that the Rambam holds that Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov Taka is a chiyuv midrabbanan, but it's not minat Torah, so the question is how can you be yotze a kiddush daraisa during a time of Tosefes derabbanan? So Rabbeinu Tuvia, if you accept his yisod can help explain for the Rambam. But the problem is if you learn like the Gezer Mishnah, if you assume that the mamish is no din of Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov going to the Rambam at all, not even midrabbanan. So then we're still back to school. There's no Asi Lidei. It's nice that it's Asi Lidei Chiyuv Daraisa, but so what? Right now he's not a Mechiyuv Daraisa at all. He's a zero now. Even Rabbeinu Tuvia would say that someone who's not Mechiyuv Daraisa at all can be Motzi someone who has a Chiyuv Daraisa because he's Asi Lidei Chiyuv Daraisa. That you can't do. You gotta be Mechiyuv Daraisa at least a little bit. So if you hold like that, if you hold like the Kesef Mishnah, like the purists in the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't really say anything about Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov. So then the question comes back, how can the Rambam understand? How can the Rambam understand that you can make Kiddush during a time of Tosefes if the Rambam denies the whole din of Tosefes entirely? So it turns out that you're making Kiddush before Shabbos. It's like you're making Kiddush on Thursday for Shabbos. How can you do such a thing? The answer is, you got to look at the Rambam. The Rambam answers his own question. So take a look at some of the other Mefarshim, some of the other Mekoros. Mirza Shem will begin the Shia tomorrow by trying to answer this kasha against the Rambam. Then we'll go to the second chelik of the Mar Makomos. What exactly is the Shir of Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov? And if that doesn't take too long, we might actually even go weiter as well. We'll see. We'll see how far we go.